Welcome to Ghostwriters Anonymous, an inspirational and interactive podcast where we create worlds through words and writing. I'm Kelsey, and today I'd like to know, if you were an animal cracker, what animal cracker would you be? I would be a water buffalo. Today I'm going to share another scene from this novel that I'm writing. We'll meet a new character in this one. Her name is Olga. As of now, this is the scene that directly follows Death and the Mrs. Velik has just purchased his heart from Death, and he and Mrs. Death are stepping out into the night. The night wind lashed tree limbs above a stooped woman, her dull gray hair unfurled from her midnight hood, swiping across her face. A swaddled child cried in her arms. She shifted the fussing bundle to one side and secured her hair back inside the traveling cloak. A rumble above warned her rain was on its way. Her movements were swift beyond appearance, and her footing was sure. She intended to be securely tucked inside the comfort of her own cottage before unsavories stretched from their tombs for a tantalizing night of mischief. Weather like this was a recipe for summoning dark magic, and she wanted herself out of the equation. Then there was this baby to attend to. What was she going to do with it? She felt like a villain in a fairy tale, whisking a child into the deep dark forest while a storm knocked on night's ceiling. The circumstances appeared incriminating, but wasn't there always an explanation? No matter. There were taller issues afoot. She paused at a lesser-known fork in the road to adjust her living bundle and gather her bearings. One path was longer and kept to the outer edge of the forest. Were it a clear night, the stars would have been effortless to see through the trees. The other path, though half the distance, carried her deeper into the canopied darkness of the woods. She was familiar with both by day. By night? Well, she was confident she could navigate, but would the night things cooperate? A traveler's light was out of the question. It would draw in miscreants like moths to a flame. There's a host of cautionary tales about dashing home as the crow flies. Take, for instance, the one about the girl who traipses through the woods to beat her brother home but never arrives. Led astray by impish trees who play musical chairs to delay innocent travelers or swallow them whole. To say a tree is rooted is to speak in irony. Then there's another about a farmer who had in his mind to bypass the toll bridge by crossing the river. A child's game of hopscotch from river rock to river rock proved deadly when some of those rocks vanished underwater mid-leap. Moving currents are personified as laughing, but you have to wonder what it is they're laughing about. And then there was that third tale. A rushing sheet of rain marched toward her, stirring the woman back to her present conundrum, the best route. She patted the babe and released her perplexity in a heavenward sigh, whispering for guidance. No sooner had the faint murmur of prayer left her lips when the wind urged her deeper into the woods. The child whimpered in her arms. She pulled the cloak tighter, whispered her thanks, and walked as the wind directed. Crowded tree limbs looked like fists of an unruly mob. She brought her shoulders in closer. Thunder roared overhead like angry shouts. The woman gulped down her rising anxiousness. Was it too late to turn around? Something scurried off to her left. Lit with a jolt of fear, she gasped and staggered to the right. The child wailed at the abrupt movement. The woman bounced the baby and made shushing sounds in a feeble effort to soothe both the baby and herself. Just then, lightning ripped through the sky and thunder discharged like a cannonade. In wild-eyed terror, she saw the blanched illumination of a man entombed inside the trunk of a tree. Cradled in his hands was a human heart. Her scream and the baby's cries were swallowed by the storm. In another streak of lightning, the tree was sealed, and the man was gone. Broad wings hurled into the sky with a powerful clap of thunder. So much was happening in the span of an instant that her mind surrendered to all reason. Dark magic was afoot. She blindly tore through the woods like a frightened flight animal. If demons were hatching and taking to the skies, she was not going to be their offering. Lightning strobed the scenery into jars and jolts of disorienting movement. She lurched over slick foliage, unbalanced by her blubbering bundle. Rain plastered hair to her face. Water sprayed from her lips with heavy pants. With fear gripping the rain, she never fled so swiftly in all of her life. Every looming shadow was a threat lying in wait. Every crack of lightning was a macabre revelation. She clutched the screaming baby like it was a rosary during vehement prayer. The forest began to open up, like a welcoming line of servants standing before their master's grand foyer. She could see the lighter shade of sky, unmolested by the forest's fingers. A piercing screech from above rattled her heart. She felt it clang against her ribs like a prison guard's baton. Faster, faster, faster. Her chest sparked with hope as Holmes's silhouette popped into view. Relief wrestled down fear. She sobbed out a joyous, wet cry that tangled with the baby's distress as she flung the garden gate open in wild abandon. Two pinprick eyes watched her covertly from the tree line. What was that third tale? Oh yes, never trust the wind. In late July, I contacted an illustrator or a graphic artist to bring this scene to life. This is one of the more concrete images that I have for the story, and it's what I someday envision the book cover to look like. As a teaser to this episode, I'll post that on our Facebook page. I've got way more scenes to share, and it kind of helps me form the story. I'm writing it, I'm hearing it, I'm seeing it. So all of these are very helpful to me in the whole process. If you're writing something and you'd like to share it, then you're welcome. Welcome to email us at gwritersanon@gmail.com. We're working on another book club idea of Wishbone. I've knocked out a lot of reading lately, and I've got so many fun excerpts that I'm just dying to share. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll catch you next week.